I am convinced that we in America have lived through an anomaly of Christianity. We've had about 150, 200 years here of a strange kind of Christianity. It's the kind that gets up on Sunday morning and goes to church, and we sit there and listen to the preacher preach, and we call each other brother and sister and shake hands with one another and hug necks and go home and watch the football game and eat a big dinner. And if we're really dedicated to the Lord and really sacrificing for Christ, we'll get up maybe and go to the evening service. And then if we're absolute fanatics, we show up on Wednesday night, pray. And then the rest of the week, nothing in our life relates to what happened down at the church house. You see Brother George over at the church house, and when you see him down on the job, he's just, "Hey, George." But he's Brother George over at the church house. We have lived through that age, but I'm telling you, we're coming out of that age. We're coming out of that age in the world, and we're coming out of that age in America. And things are changing more quickly than you can imagine. Jeremiah, I think it was, asked some people. He said, "If you're having trouble when the streams are low, what are you going to do when the Jordan floods? What are you going to do when the horsemen come? If the footmen bother you, what are you going to do when the horsemen come?" Listen to me, fellas. I'm saying this to you. It doesn't matter how you feel. It doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter what the devil throws at you. It just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Get off your feelings. Quit petting yourself. Quit thinking about what a rough time you're having. And think about what a rough time some other brothers are having. And go somewhere and bury your face in the sand and weep for them. I'll tell you something. If we get our minds off ourselves and get our minds on our brothers and sisters, and especially our minds in worship on the Lord Jesus Christ, a whole lot of problems that we're having would be gone. They'd be gone. I'm talking about personal problems that we have in our lives.